I'm making a sausage, egg, and bake. No. I'm making a bacon, egg, and cheese mushroom muffin.
Good morning, Chomp listeners. It may not be morning for you, but it is for me and today's guest, my roommate, Sadie. Sadie wakes up earlier than anyone I know, rising not with the sun, but with her two very energetic dogs, Jago and Juke. Today, Sadie will be teaching us how to make an English muffin breakfast sandwich, which is the perfect breakfast for busy people like her. She's graduating this May, getting married in June, all while raising two heathens. Her favorite time of day is the morning, where she can just enjoy a cup of coffee alone. I recommend that you listen to this episode in the morning, as our grogginess, exhaustion, and Freudian slips will probably sound better to you then. Grab your favorite mug, and fill it with your choice of caffeine, and let's chomp down. Before she makes her own breakfast, she has to feed Juke and Jago first. Jago is a 2-year-old black and white German Shorthaired pointer, and Juke is a 3-month-old chocolate lab. While the boys are eating, Sadie begins on her morning coffee. She takes a double shot of espresso in a mason jar with a tablespoon of brown sugar at the bottom, stirs it around until the brown sugar melts, and then adds water and ice. She tops it off with milk. She called it
Sadie's brown sugar latte.
It's a iced Americano with brown sugar and milk. To begin on the breakfast sandwich, Sadie grabs an English muffin, bacon, and cheese, and an egg. Before we get into making the sandwich, I'm going to preface this episode by saying you do not need to cook this the way we are cooking it. Sadie is using an air fryer and a pan. You can cook this entire meal in a microwave. If you have a toaster oven, perfect, but the English muffin can be softened in the microwave, the bacon could be cooked in a microwave, the egg could be cooked in a microwave, and the cheese could be melted. So don't feel that if you don't have an air fryer that this is impossible to make.
So first off, I start with my muffin. I just throw it in the air fryer. So you split it. And put in there for whatever you want. I do 360 for 2 to 3 minutes. And now it's starting. Next, we're going to start our bacon. This typically takes the longest, in my opinion. So just putting 2 slices of turkey bacon in the skillet. On about medium heat. My dad used to make it for me in high school almost every morning, so that's how most of my recipes come from my dad. After your English muffin is toasted a little bit, I'm just going to put 1/2 cheese slice on each half of my English muffin and let it melt a little bit. So if you actually just let your English muffins chill with the cheese on it in the air fryer, not turning it on, it actually melts to perfection. Bacon's done. Now we're gonna start on the fried egg. This is the most important part.
Why?
It's also the hardest part for me. Because you can overcook it. Nobody wants an overcooked fried egg. Now we're just seasoning our egg with salt, pepper, and garlic powder. Garlic powder is key. So after your egg is done, forgot to tell y'all. Low for till your cooked desire. I like mine runny, but slow and steady wins the race. So for assembly, I just put both of my English muffins on my plate. Split my bacon in half. Put, I guess, a whole piece on one side of the English muffin. And then the best part, your egg. You just pick it up, plop it down on your bacon, of course. don't drop it on a random plate. And then you stick your top half on the egg, and boom, your bacon, egg, and cheese McMuffin. So now at this point, I let my crazy dogs in and kind of let them do whatever with direction. And then I go sit on the couch, drink my coffee, eat my breakfast, and watch Friends. And then I'll call my dad.
By now, your coffee should have cooked in and you should be ready to eat. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Chomp and get to spend a relaxing morning watching Friends just like Sadie is.